Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome again to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel. I'm Fabio, joined by my partner, Gio. He's over there. And tonight we got an episode. We're going to get deep in review of the game against Atalanta, a fifth victory in a row, baby. Keep it rolling. We're also going to get you ready for the weekend game against Fiorentina. It's going to be a big game. And we got a few other things to be talking about today. But Gio, are you ready, baby?
We ready, baby. Let's go!
Welcome to Milan Weekly Podcast, Coast to Coast, with your hosts, Gio and Fabio.
Benvenuti nella casa della
Mignon with another magical save.
Theo Hernandez, coast to coast, del numero 19.
Leao carica il mancino. Eccolo qua, Rafa Leao.
Il Milan è campione d'Italia.
Oh, yeah. Wednesday night, there's only one place to be. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel. I'm your boy, Fabio, joined by my partner in crime, Gio. We are Milan.
Coast to coast, baby, and we're dancing like Gasparini.
Yeah, baby. It's a glorious day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us here on Milan Coast to Coast. This episode is called The Return of the Kings, baby. All right? So if you didn't hear, if you didn't know, if you were living under a rock, Milan took the victory. Uh-oh, not that score, because clearly it didn't update when I saved it. So watch out now, Gio. You know what it is. Let's just put this up. I don't even know why I'm wasting time with that graphic. 2-0 to Atalanta. What's your opinion of this game, baby, the way it worked out?
Oh, Fabio, you know, DHL once again is delivering on the weekend. I mean, shit, this is crazy. I don't know what type of taxes he got going on, but it's crazy, man.
Yo, but my nah, man's just putting in that work on the right side.
Yeah, nah, man. I'm just happy, man. We're back to going on. The three-man defense is looking good. And just this game, man, I'm going to just say it. It was just spoiled chances. We could have basically got our goal differential back if we wanted to be honest with you. Loyal missing sitters, Giroud missing wide opens. Like, I don't know what's going on, but we need to do better. And you know what? We handled our business, and then we let Cremonese handle our business for us. So we good, Fabio. Yeah, I can't complain this week.
There's not much to complain about this week, man. Happy, smooth sailing for most of the game. Like you said, tons of missed chances. I mean, chance from Giroud, probably two of them. One saved by the goalkeeper. Leao had a couple of wasted. You know, again, first goal, and let's pull him up here. Oh, man. Theo Hernandez, El Capitano. You know what? I'm sorry, keep Calabria on the side, even when he comes back healthy, because this guy is the captain. Don't put him in the games. Great first goal. Blast. Got to say, awesome play by Giroud. Even though he missed a bunch of chances, he still hasn't been what we hope him to be. Nice little bounce pass off his chest back. Sets him up. Boom. Goal. Shoots it. Hits the post. Rambles off the guy's ass and goes in. Second goal. Of course, we have to wait until the 88th minute, 89th minute, whatever it was, or 85th minute, some shit like that. But we get our boy, DHL. He delivers on the weekend. This guy is moving up from DHL. He might be my FedEx guy now. All right. You know, I know Mark got me all twisted. He said my order was all crazy. FedEx is not that great. So we're going to put him there with the FedEx right there, you know. And then it was a good game. It was a good game. And the return of the Kings, let's talk about it. First, the King Zlatan. He's out there finally, you know, first appearance of the entire season. He got in there. He was in there when Messias scored. I mean, he didn't really do anything on that play, but he did have one great play where he kind of like bicycle kicked or karate kicked the shit out of that ball to make a nice pass to Leao. That shit was pretty good. What'd you think about him? And of course, the return of our goalkeeper, Iron Mike, Magic Mike, whatever the hell you want to call him. Mike Mignon, Filet Mignon, best piece of meat, slap it on, let's go. So what'd you think about their return, bro?
You know, Ibra, man, he impressed me. You know, he still got some tricks. Maybe he can't run, but that's what we need, man. And I think since his return, but that's what I was saying, Fabio, like, Ibra, like, what's up with you? Who might be fighting for that second star? I don't know who told you to go rehab in Sweden. You was in New York. You was all over. You was going on a world tour instead of being at home and slapping these young guns up and letting them know,
there.
Like, this
he's
is
there
me.
Now. He's
but
there
now. But now he's there, and we need to secure the top four. But now I'm happy, and I'm happy with Magic Mike. You see how we're flowing now, Fab? Magic Mike to Vibranium to Tomori, the English.
I know, we looking guy. Good. All right, so let's talk about it. Let's get straight into it. The report card, baby. Let me bring this up. Get rid of this thing. Here's the report card according to FOTMOB. All right, let's start with our boy, Magic Mike. First game back since September. What's your rating of him?
Man, to me, an A, because I cried seeing him on a pitch. I mean, did he really have that much to do? And then
no, that's why it's kind of hard to say it was an A. I mean, I'd give him
A for effort, you feel me? But Magic Mike, seeing him and then seeing that he's a leader, Fab. He's a leader.
I love seeing him doing
this. He was moving the people, like, yeah, like, come over here. Like, you feel me? He was moving it. And that's what I liked about him. So to me, he gets an A, man. I'm not changing my mind, Fabio. You're not changing my mind.
Vince has a good point. Mike's ball distribution. Hey, yo. Already a massive difference. Hey, yo. Give us a couple more options. You're damn right. He was looking good. He was looking good, man. It was good to see Iron Mike out there. But I give him a B. You say A. I say B. What say you people out there? You think this was an A performance? I mean, come on. Let's be honest. Magic Mike didn't do anything, all right? This could have been like a solid B because it was just – he was solid. Why is it going to be an A? There's nothing fantastic. He didn't make no damn saves. I think it's a B. Let's see what the people say. Carlos says A. Already they're skewering your way, Gio. I don't know. I think it's that jersey blinding people. Are you trolling me with that fourth jersey? Tell me the truth.
No, I'm not trolling, man. That's the first jersey I saw, and I had to put it on, man. I was in a rush to get on the pod, but yeah, man, I'm not trolling nobody. Magic did his thing. See, Vince Mancini, he agrees with you, Fabio.
Good performance, nothing more. He was just B. He was there. Oh, Lab Gorilla, boom, there's B. We're taking the B's and we're running with it. B for Magic Mike. All right, let's go to the next person. Let's start with Tomori. We'll go down. We'll work our way down here. Tomori, they're saying, what is this, a 7.4? All right. I think Tomori was pretty solid. I'd give him, again, it's hard to give them anything less than an A because they've just been legit. They kept all their strikers and midfielders in check. Tomori played good. I mean, the guy in the middle is obviously the superstar, but Tomori's got an A for me. What do you think?
Yeah, he has an A, man. Lookman, he's dangerous. And did you see Lookman? Because he was on the right. Did you see him getting past Tomori or anything? No. Tomori was bullying Lookman, man, to be honest with you. Happy, Fabio, that we got three studs, you know, and I'm liking Tomori. He knows that, like, this is what I like about this. And I'm going to say it right here. This is not to shit on Pioli, but that Vibranium worked out because we had injuries. Because Pioli is clueless, and he wouldn't even know what to put him in. And now Tomori knows. It's like, oh, if we go back four, hey, the Vibranium, he might take my spot. Might be starting. So I really feel that Tomori now, he's going to – that's what we need. We need players that come in and let you know this badge is earned, it's not given, and you got to earn – your spot. So I'm happy with Tomori's performance. I didn't see Luckman do nothing.
You're saying A? Vince is saying B in the chat. What's anybody else say? Well, you got I think A. Vince says B. Maybe solid B. Carlos says B. The chat's going B. We both dropped an A out there. Maybe they're screwing me here a little bit. They're gonna get me back down to it. I'm going with a BG. That's it. Look, the whole back line gets an 8.5. I love the mentality he showed. They definitely told each other before the game why should we even let these clowns get a chance to score? Poo! A, baby. Lab Gorilla says A, and 8.5, for me, that's an A, bro. That's an A. We don't do B pluses here. But the next guy's getting a plus, I'll tell you that. We're going to go with A. I think the whole back line is going to get A. We'll talk we're gonna talk Kalulu now because we're going to get to the last guy.
Hold on. Trophy winner, Terry, he's saying A. So, you know, he knows trophies now.
You know, you got to go with him. All right, so Kalulu, are we saying A as well? Pretty solid the whole day. He had one good cross, I remember. But me, Kalulu's an A. 100%.
You know what, Fabio? Like, damn, we need another right center back. Like, I think he could cross the ball, Fabio. I think.
Hell yeah, man.
Next year, like, okay, you don't want a right wing, but okay, then we had to put Kalulu where Macias is. But to me, like, Kalulu was everywhere, Fabio, and he was doing crosses. He was doing a lot of good things.
He's good. Kalulu's been fantastic, bro. Solid gold. I like that one. He's solid gold right now. All right, so A for Kalulu. Let's just put it out there. Now let's get to your boy, the Black Panther, German Vibranium, Malik Chow. This kid is a revelation right now, man. He is playing unbelievable. He had both forwards in his pocket. Houlihan, so whatever that kid's name is. What's his name?
Hushlin.
All right. Hushi Mama, that's what he was yelling, because this guy was beating him down, baby. He was beating him down. Unbelievable play. I mean, the guy was just bodying everybody who tried to come through. Did get a yellow card, but for me, I mean, Chow is – he's making you say Chow, because the game is over if he's playing Chow. Defense like this, man. He's throwing him. Chow gets – he gets an A++. My man might be the valedictorian of this game. That's what I'll tell you that. What do you think? Am I crazy?
Fabio, man.
Am I cuckoo for Chow Puffs?
We're not going to put German on him just yet, Fabio. It's between Germany and Senegal, okay? So let's respect that, whatever happens.
I mean, he was playing on the under-21s or whatever with Germany. All right, he's going to play for Coach Wakanda already said, the next World Cup, so it's going to be legit.
I think they asked the Senegal coach already. He says that he's looking to see if he's going to call him up or not. But at the end of the day, Fabio, like, to me, Chow, like, the best you know, that yellow card was uncalled for because that was his first foul, and he got a yellow card, and that was, like, late in the game. But to me, there was one key play that Lookman thought he had him beat, and this guy is so athletic. He's lengthy. Dude, he put his leg over him. And boom, swiped the ball back in. Lookman was like, what the hell just happened? So shout out to Chow on that, man. I'm just glad that he's getting to play. And who would have known? We were saying 6'4", aerial, and athletic. Have you seen any
everything.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
He's gotten everything, bro. Chow is the Kalulu 2.0. Kalulu was Tomori 2.0. I like it. We're updating like Microsoft, baby. Let's go. I love it. This defense has been great, man. Chow's been so good. I hope he just keeps it going. All right, let's get to El Capitano. This guy, you remember this guy? Because he's still got that cannon ready to let off at any moment. Unbelievable game by Teo. He was great. Way to get us on the board. Like I've been saying many times, when he's got that armband, bro, that is the guy that we want leading our squad right now. He's a pisser, and he's been playing great. For me, it's an A performance from Teo.
Yeah, man, he knows what that armband, he can't be messing around. They're going to beat him up when he's walking out in Milano, you feel me? I'm just glad, Fabio, we're picking up for him. He's picking up for him. And
oh, yeah.
To me, I'm just happy, man, because after that Sassuolo game, I don't know. I thought he was just going to pack it in, but it is what it is, man. I'm sorry, AJ. Sorry, man.
Send Gio the bill, bro. You got your eye doctor on lock. All right, so let's move on now to Sandrito. Teo's an A, right? Before we move on.
Yeah, Teo's
an A. 7.8. I mean, I think he should have been higher. But all right, Tonali looked pretty decent. He didn't have too many moments that frustrated me. I thought the midfield really handled their business. So I would give Sandro a solid B for this game. No goal, no A. That's what I say. What do you say?
Nah, Sandro, he picked it up. Fabio, he picked it up. It's a B to me. I'm being honest with you.
Well, I said B too, bro.
No. But Sandro, he got to get A effort. Like, this next game that we have, he needs to get A effort. And that's what I need, okay?
Yo, shout out to Jack for watching in London at 2 a.m. We appreciate you, bro. We appreciate you. Wherever you are listening to us, we appreciate you. Shout out to Jack for the love, man. All right, so Sandrito, we agree, is a B. Good, solid, no goal, no chance created that I remember. No, he didn't, but decent. All right, what about the Lord and Savior? Our Lord and Savior, what say you about King Krunic?
You know what, Fabio, last game I said he was giving up the ball, like previous games I said it, but today I'm gonna say it because I've been ragging on him because I know what his quality is, and it's like mediocre. Not mediocre, but his middle. But you know what? This game, he was all over the pitch. He was recovering balls, doing Krunic things, you know. Hopefully he could do that consistently. But I'm gonna give Krunic an A, man. I've been on his case, you know, thinking he's the NFL's he's like Saquon Barkley, you know, holding the ball. But
oh,
you know,
you're trying to speak my language now. All right.
But he get an A, Fabio. A for Krunic.
A for Krunic. All right. I'm going to give Krunic a B. He still got that stupid yellow at the end of the game. Now he's not going to be able to play against Fiorentina. Wasn't a big fan of that. So I'm giving him a B. Gio says, you said A? Is that what you said? Unbelievable. Gio, it would be the worst teacher. Either you're going to do amazing in the class, or he's going to leave you back to do it again next year. Or he'll tell you, you don't even finish this shit. Come back later. All right, so I say
B. I'm grading on a curve, Fabio. I'm grading on a curve.
All right, so what do you guys say about our Lord and Savior out there in the chat? Do you think that this guy deserves a B, an A, or something worse? Because if you go worse, for me, that's going to agree more with me then. But we'll see what they say in the chat. For me, I just think Krunic, that stupid foul at the end, that kind of hurts him. All right, nobody answered in the chat. Nobody said anything, so we're going to go. Gio, did he score a goal?
Yeah, but look.
Did he have an assist? Carlo B. We got three Bs in the chat. It's B for King Krunic. Thank you. We're going to pass the collection plate around in a moment. All right, here we go. Let's get ready, baby. I don't know if you guys heard, but there's been openings in FedEx, and my man is in there. He's got the job. He's got the new outfit. He is unbelievable. The FedEx driver, Macias delivers on the weekend. He might get to the postal service over here, because now they deliver on Sunday. If he can do it on Saturday and Sunday, not just on Saturday, that'd be amazing. But Macias, unbelievable game. Played pretty well. He did have a sitter that he missed that was damn criminal. They're saying here that he's the best. 8.6 for Junior Messi S. What do you say? What say you about our Lord FedEx driver?
Fabio, you know what? I don't know. Look, I'm not going to shit on the guy, but look, like journalists, I don't know. I think you need to do your job better. I think you're living in the social media world. But Macias, yeah, he scored his goal, but he that Yo. Was his-
Macias better slow down before Maldini takes.
Oh no, nah, Alex, do not say that. Alex, do not say that. But ooh, you just gave me some heartburn.
Oh.
like this jersey's giving a heartburn to everybody in the chat. But no, look, Macias, he's doing what he's doing, and I could commend him on that. But Fabio, that position he's not good at. Yes, he scored. Yes, he did that. But look at how many times he gives up the ball. Look how many times, and we can't give up the ball. He's giving the ball up now in the midfield, and we got three studs in the back, so nothing's going to, and then we got number four, Magic Mizak, who's going to be getting over. And hey, did you know that he changed his name to Magic Mike now on that's from Mean Five, that's from MWP. He's stealing us. Like, y'all need to send us a jersey out here to the MWP boys, because you wasn't putting your name as Magic Mike before.
But I mean, anyways, they are dropping another movie. We can't act like we're that original about it. But anyway, okay, let's not digress here. Let's stick to Junior.
But I'm going to give him his B because he scored the goal. But other than that, like, he loses the ball in the midfield. And you know what's crazy, Fabio? The only thing, criticism I have, another one of Pioli. Salad has been playing that position pretty well. But what the hell, like you just dropped somebody? Bro. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you score no goals, no nothing, but I'd rather not give up the ball in the midfield.
Listen, Vince, tell you, we need to give DHL a little more credit, all right? And Vince, his name is FedEx now. He's not DHL anymore. He moved up, all right? Think if we sign a 10-plus goal-scoring winger and have Macias as our 60th-minute sub, you know, that could be nice. I hear you. You know what? And if we only spent, $5 million on him or $7 million on Macias, fine. If he's a guy that we're going to keep as our second string guy, fine. I can deal with that. But sell Salamakis then. Let's be active and find ourselves a real right wing that we can play multiple different formations. But anyway, let's not digress here. Everybody's saying B because he missed the sitter. We're going to go with the same. B for Junior. All right. Rafael Leao. All right. Leao has an assist. He has an 8.4. And he got a stupid yellow card for complaining. And now he can't play on the weekend. So what do we say for Rafael Leao?
You know what, Fabio? It's like 50-50 for me with Rafael Leao, you know. I know what he's capable of. I know that he had two assists that Giroud and Macias missed as sitters, that they passed him the ball. But like, you can't be – he has like two good chances that he needs to put in the back of the net. But you know what? I don't know. Gazeta, what? They said 5.5. They say 8.4.
Oh, yeah. They were smoking that good shit over there. I don't know what they
And then you know what? For Leao, I'm going to give him a B because you can't be missing those sweaters.
You can't. But he also has an assist. He would have had a second assist if Macias would have scored the first one. He did have a couple of chances. One of them was saved. Mm-hmm. So I can't kill Leao. Again, it's not an A performance because – I think we expect too much, but the kid is still our best player. And for me, it's kind of hard to say he doesn't deserve an A. Now, you might not like it, but it's kind of hard to say he doesn't deserve it. He's starting to piss you off. I hear you. But you know what? Don't let nothing piss you off right now, because we're out layout, and we're going to see it on the weekend. We are very different, and he is a spark. Do not sleep on him. But yeah, all right. So people are going with a B. You seem to be going with a B. I think I gotta go with you guys. I'll lean my eight back. But for me, I think yes, it could be frustrating at times. But he did have like another assist opportunity, which should have been buried, and mm-hmm. he was playing well. You know, it's just a couple of times he has a bit of a brain fart. You know, seems like B is low, but I think that's a fair one for Leia.
Right. Fabio.
Well,
and since that's the thing where he need. Okay, yeah. It was a red card, but, like, you can't overreact like that, bro. You got to get mature, my dude. And because, like, that cost us, like, versus Fiorentina some points when we had the Roman clubs going against, like, teams that they could lose to. To me, like, Leao, next Wednesday night, you don't score two goals or you don't score one goal and an assist, we're going to have a fucking real problem. And right, Gio's going to be enemy number one. Because 10 days rest now, Fabio, for him. 10 days rest. I don't want to hear he's tired. I don't want to hear nothing.
Yeah, you're right. He won't be.
I want to hear the back of the 90 net minutes. And him doing that shit and then him doing that thing. And
yeah,
all
yeah,
that.
Exactly. Right. I want to see a stinky leg from him next week. All right, so Brahim the Dream Diaz, what says you?
Fabio, I mean, you know what? He started Brahim just because he puts in effort, to be honest with you, Fabio. I don't know. It's just like that. The thing, like Diaz does everything right, but when it's time to make that killer pass or it's time to shoot or time to shoot that first time, he starts dribbling. This is not FIFA, bro. This is not FIFA 23, bro. Like, you need to relax. This is not Football Manager. This is not Konami. You feel me? This is not a game, okay? So, let's be honest, why you really starting? You only starting because CDK coming over there giving us that bullshit-ass effort. That's the only reason you're starting.
Listen.
So, no, that's no, the only I, reason you have.
I hear you, bro, but I think you're being a little too harsh. I think even Lab Gorilla is saying C. I think you guys are being too harsh. If you watch the game again, Diaz has a couple of good chances. Other people just don't finish them. And as I would 100% agree, most of the time he has a complete brain fart. Once he enters the final third, he starts holding on the ball too long. Then he tries to make a pass, and he's awful. Most of the time, he's awful. But he's been in decent form. And I can't give him an A, definitely not an A. But the game that he put in on the weekend was not a C. So I'm going to go B. That's me. Lab Gorilla says C. You're saying what? C? What other Reddits are you guys saying? Throw it in the chat. Let us know. What's your record for what you saw for Diaz? He stayed, you know. Carlos saying what Stevie says. Oh, we're touching the thing at the same time. Diaz non è di Milan. All right. Well, right now, he's been looking a little better. Again, he's not 20 million worth. But he's looking a little better. And I hate putting people down just because I don't like them. If I honestly feel like they had a decent game last game. Now, yeah, he didn't score a goal. But that little through pass to Giroud, who should have scored, that was for Diaz. From Diaz. Jamie's saying D for Diaz. I don't know if he's saying that just for his name. Okay. All right. What's Vince saying? In the first half, when he had an open shot and he looked and forced the pass to no one in the 18, I almost broke my TV. All right. See, Diaz gets a B. Here we go. Now, see, somebody, the voice of reason, damn harsh. You're damn right. Diaz was playing good this weekend. Next weekend, we won't even know he's on the field. You know what? You're right, but let's stick to the topic at hand, all right? So you say C, I say B. Most of the chat is leaning towards C, if not D, just for his name. So we're going to go with C for Diaz. Right? I think it's a little harsh, but we'll go with it. All right, our front man at the top, Olivier Giroud. What say you about Giroud?
Fabio, I don't know what foot mob or whatever people were watching, but like, I'm gonna keep it real, Fabio. He's missing too many sitters for me back to back to back weeks. We're not going back to back like Drake, okay? Because Drake, you know, he likes to jinx people and they become losers. But like, he went back to back and he's missing sitters. So to me, you know what, Giroud, to me, you're an F. Because you missed a sitter last week and you missed a sitter.
F?
Yeah, because you can. As a striker,
what about the assist, bro?
I don't care about no assists. His job, his job is to score goals.
Okay, yes, I hear that. One of them was saved, all right? But he's the person, even though they don't show it, it's his assist that gets it to Hernandez, even though they don't credit Hernandez with the goal. But for me, I don't think he was bad. I would think, like what Nico's saying, it's a C. You know, C because...
Me and Greg, we out here. We're watching the same game. Maybe you watching that bootleg coverage over there. Fabio?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure we watch the same coverage. Don't play yourself. But Giroux, I think it's a C, though. Listen, I'm going with Lab Gorilla, all right? Lab Gorilla seems to be the most even here. Everybody else is all over the place. They're either too rough or too lenient. You know, I'm going. All right, hold on. He said, I want to give him a B for this. I like this one. We got to get Vince's on here. He used to be so clinical, right? He's not. He's not right now. He's a little out of form. That's okay. He's tired. All right. Mm-hmm. You know, Lab Girl has a great fucking cover. He wants to give him a. All right. But Vince says he wants to give him a B for the assist, but he missed at least two or three chances. A number nine should finish like he did last year. All right. Fair enough. All right. So you guys, you're saying D, C. We're going to go with C because he at least got an assist. Yes, he missed too many chances. I like Lab Grant. Let's talk this CDK shit. Save Bobby. That F, baby. All right. Bobby. So Zlatan, before we get to CDK, because there's only two guys that came on that are of any importance. The first one is Zlatan. First return of the entire season. Played only about less than 15 minutes, I think. But what did you think about what you saw, and would you even give him a grade?
You know what, Fabio, like, he impressed me because we were up 1-0 at that time that he came in. And, you know, to me, the liability that Zlatan is that he can't press. But we're looking pretty good with him because he was able to hold up the ball, pass the ball.
Yeah, you know, and that's what we're looking for from him.
No, but and that was me really impressed. Me as a, like, oh, dang, we're going to be down to, like, basically nine men now because, you know, our number 10 sucks. And then, you know, Zlatan, he ain't got those legs no more. But you know what? He really impressed me. And shout out to him. You know, he's a lion. He's been doing a lot of things. And to me, it's A, Fabio, because I didn't expect that. I thought, like, we're down 1-0. He's going to give up the – somebody – Macias is going to give up the ball in the midfield, and he's not going to be able to run back and, you know, cover or anything like that. We're going to be down to 10 men.
You just got to slander our FedEx driver for no reason, right? And, like, he actually did something good while this guy was on the field. You just got to throw slander his way. That ain't right. All right.
Nico is harsh, man. He telling me I'm harsh with Giroux, but he giving a C for Ibra?
No. Well, it's good to see him. All right. I'm going to go with that because I just wanted to see how he was looking, if you know what I mean. And he looked fine. There was a moment that I thought he was just going so slow that maybe something was bothering him, but then, you know, he tried to do a little trick and he kind of ran full speed for him for a second. You know Jamie got you, bro. He says Gio's giving an A to Ibra just in case Ibra finds out. He hears him through the grapevine. Like, he's gonna give shit what the hell we're saying. But that's true. But you know what? All right, Lab Gorilla, here he is. Look at him. He's saying there was a change in the atmosphere when he entered the pitch. He still has that presence. He's giving him a B just for being there. You know what? I like that. I think I'm going with a B. You said A. So let's break even. We'll go with a B. All right, for happy to see Ibra. Now let's get to the shit show. All right, our $35 million piece of turd. All right, he came on. What time did he come on? The 74th minute, right?
Yeah, he came on the same time as Ibra.
Yeah, so that's right. Him and Ibra came on together, and nothing. He looked terrible. He had one opportunity where he was trying to bring the defenders. He had the ball on the left side, and instead of kicking a crossover or even making something, unbelievable. He just loses the ball. It gets dispossessed, like, just shocking how bad it was. Hardcore F. I'm getting fucking fed up with this Di Cutolette over here. All right, he's a burnt chicken cutlet for me at this point. What say you about our $35 million man?
Fabio, he got an incomplete, man. And to me, for me with him, like, I've been his biggest fan. You know, I've been, like, on tweets under, like, different accounts, you know, that support, like, Caucho and everything. I've been saying, like, everybody's behind him. But, like, bro, like, okay, everybody's behind him, like, the team. So, we got to – but come on, man. That effort that he did, Fabio, on, you know, on Sunday, like, I cannot stand that. That's an incomplete. You're going to repeat the class for the next three summers because I don't know what the hell is going on with you. Somebody said he got a new girlfriend. He looking kind of happy, so I don't know what's really going on with this guy. Like, CDK,
maybe he needs to get that performance-enhancing drugs.
Nah, the thing is, Fabio, I don't know if you've seen Caucho Finance. Yeah. Like, they said that, like, this year we're going to lose 25 mil, right? That's CDK. Imagine when we never bottom, we'd be making 15 million. So, to me, CDK, tighten up, bro. Like, because I'm supporting you online, everywhere, and stuff like that. But that bullshit effort that you gave, losing the ball and stuff like that, we cannot have that. Look at those bums that, they were guarding you, you know, Talor, Dimshiti, like guys like that, you know, like, come on now, bro. Like, you have to do better. Like, Zapacosta, dude, come on, man. Like, you have to do better and at least just give effort. That's why Diaz is playing over him, because Diaz gives that A for effort. I'm not going to shit on Diaz for giving him A for effort, but Diaz is not good enough because he only can last 60 to 74 minutes.
This is a good one from Jamie. Is CDK now worse than Paqueta was? First of all, I don't think Paqueta was really that bad. I think it was more just the group of people that he had, his coaches that he had. That was just bad. I think he's playing way better. Way better. Paqueta's way better than what CDK is showing us right now. I would take him in a second. I know Timmy's listening to this saying, oh, yeah, definitely. But CDK, what is happening to you, bro? Jamie is not. How bad is Adley if CDK comes on before him? Adley doesn't exist anymore, bro. He's just there to take pitches. Milan's second string is nothing but models. They don't even play. It's unbelievable.
Did you hear the report today, Fabio, that they didn't want to? He wanted a leaf to get game time. He didn't make no fuss. But Maldini said that he wanted him to get embedded into the culture. Bro, like, you see Diaz and you see the Catalanes struggling. Like, come on now. Like, now we look, AJ saying that we, like, shitting on CDK. I'm not. I'm just saying, like, he can't get that bullshit ass effort. AJ,
bro,
look
at my
tweets.
We're shitting on him. We don't give a shit.
No, look at my – like,
the
kid's
playing like shit, bro. He's playing like shit. No. I don't – you know, why are we shitting that much? Because –
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I want you to go watch that highlight. Watch a highlight reel of CDK from the past game. You're going to see only one actual play on it. And it's the most frustrating shit that he doesn't even attempt to put in a cross. Doesn't even attempt. All right? If anything, he's got a new girlfriend. He needs to break up with her and get another one. Until we get the right fit here, I don't know what's going on with this kid. All right? I give him this year as a mulligan. But next year, if he doesn't get it going, I'm sorry. I'm shipping his ass out, at least to a loan deal where maybe we can get some money, put a team, I don't know, like a buyback clause or some shit, do something to get this kid some money back on for us. Or maybe he goes somewhere else in that week, year two or year three, and plays really well there, and we can actually turn a profit on the kid. But right now it's like, no, I don't like what I'm seeing. Hopefully he gets more time than the last. People were saying I was on drugs because I kept saying on Monday night that I wanted to see CDK, like, let him play on the left side. You know, Leao's not going to be there. Let him play. Why we got to see Rebic for? I've seen guys who just kick balls into the stands. That's what Salamakis is for. We don't need two of them. You know, I'm sorry. I'm just like, why are we going to play like this? You know, let's get CDK a full game, full 90. Let him get out there and play. If he can't do it against a Fiorentina team that's can be dangerous. Better not sleep on them because they've been playing well too. But all right, so let's just do our tops and flops of this game. So who's your top of the game?
My top, Fabio, is gonna be Kalulu. I think he was a standout performer. He was everywhere. He was crossing the ball. So I'm gonna give it to Kalulu. You know, he finally found back his form. You know, that's everybody a shock, was bro. So I love you, Kalulu. Send us a jersey over here.
Yeah,
XXL over XXL for Fabio, a large, medium, whatever you want to send me, even a small, I'll try to fit into it, to be honest with you.
Gio, why you gotta throw on my shirt size? That's
no, because I think
it's like a mystery for the people out there.
No, I think but you're
take a double XL, please. You know, if you send me a large, I'll take 5 years to get into it, but I'll get there. All right, so my top is Malik Chow. Chow was fantastic this game. I'm just so impressed with the way the kid's playing. He's my top, 100%. I'm Chow all day. I'm all about that German vibranium right now. All right, so who's your flop? Who is the worst of the starting 11?
Oh, my flop got to be CDK. He came over here and did that bullshit. Fabio, no.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, all you had to do is, like, play for, like, 20 minutes, and you can't even give effort. We're already doing good and stuff like that. You know what? To me, like I said, I want to support CDK. We're going to give him time. But, look, this message for CDK, bro. Okay, we're going to give you this time. But if you blow up next year and we're going to the renewal, do not hit us over the head with KDB money. Because that would be, like, disrespectful. Like, I'm tired of these players that we wait 2 to 3 years. And then when it comes time, like, we wait on you. We don't sell you. Because sometimes if you sell a player, even though he has talent, you know, his career could go to shits. So we've been waiting a lot on these players for them to grow. And they've been basically telling us, F you. And no. It's time for us to get that loyalty back. You know, the only one that stayed that been playing awesome is Dale. And he took basically like a pay cut because PSG wanted to give him 6.5.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Lab Gorilla wrote, CDK looked tired, which makes no sense because he only played 15 minutes of the game, man.
Give him that honey pack.
Jamie's saying the flop is Macias because he's making Maldini thinking we have a right winger solved. No way. That's not happening. For me, yeah, it's got to be CDK, you know. Yes, Origi is terrible. AJ, all right, AJ, so that's the flop. CDK, yeah, CDK Kalomani is the flop. All right, so let's pull up where we are on. All right, so this is all updated. Thank you, Presidente. This is the table as it is right now. Milan sitting comfortably in third place, tied for second, but technically in third with Inter. Lazio sitting in fourth, Roma now at fifth, Atalanta sitting in sixth, and Juventus, even though they have a point reduction, have climbed into the European spots at seventh. Unbelievable, man. As much as I want to make fun of Juve, this stupid team just won't die. And if it wasn't for the point reduction, they'd be sitting in second place. But Napoli's running away. Nobody's catching them. It's only a matter of time. But for us, we need a couple of more games. Fiorentina is sitting at 12th. And then the next team that we're dealing with, let's look at the upcoming schedule. We have, Sorry about that. Let's get this overlay out of here. We got Fiorentina this weekend at 2:45 on Saturday. We got Tottenham in the midweek right after my birthday. Let's go, baby. I'll be in Manhattan for that one. The following week, we got Salernitana, and then we got Udinese, and then the return leg, Milan-Napoli, April 2nd. That's going to be a big game. We're going to be down in Naples. We need the 3 points there. And Napoli is going to be looking to keep cruising. So what do we think here? What's the preview of Fiorentina this weekend? How are you feeling about it, G?
Fabio, Fiorentina, look at the stats. Look at everything, the record. Well, I don't know what it is with us. Like, they don't do that versus Juve. Sometimes they do when they want to play, but they always play us tough. You know, their players come to play. So, to me, I'm looking for a tough game. And I really think that Pioli, this is on Pioli today, like, to see what players he's going to pick because he has to get it right. You know what? Like, Benny, he's back in training and stuff, but he doesn't have those 90 minutes on those legs. So, he has to make sure, okay, let's give 45 to Benny. And then it's between the PhD man himself, my guy, Pobega, or it's going to be Vortex, and we're going to be entering the Vortex. You feel me? It's up to, so it's up to them. It's up to them, because Benny can, I don't want, please, Pioli, I know you'd like to do that with Krunic. He comes missing 4 months, and then you want to start him 7 games in a row at 90 minutes. No. We're not doing with Benny. We got a big game on Wednesday. So, to me, I think that it's down to Pioli and stuff like that. And he has to make a decision, because as Macias,
yeah, Florenzi's going to be back. Florenzi's going to be back. Yeah. Thank you, Kim.
Yeah. So it is what it is, Fabio. I mean, I think this game is going to take effort, and it's going to have us have our talent, you know? It is what it is.
I'm just going to tell you, I don't think that's happening this year, bro. I don't think there's a drop in form. They're just playing. Like, this team next year will run out of steam, but they're going to win the Scudetto this year, and they have a good chance of making a deep run in the Champions League, man. They got two fronts right there that they're going to be going super hard on, you know. For me, going back to Fiorentina, like Jamie's saying, we need a 3-0 victory. We're dropping too many goals out there. Our goal differential does matter for us. We need to get a couple of goals in and get a couple of big victories, because we should have had them these past two games. We definitely left at least two goals in each game out there on the field. So we, you know, our goal differential is not that off from Inter, I believe, right? We're just a few. Hold on one second, I'll check.
I think we passed Roma already. We're like, we're one over them, and then Inter.
Yeah, we're five like goals. We're 5 goals away from Inter. So we need goals. That's what I'm saying. Like 4-0 and a 3-0 win the week before, then we could have been talking like we're only 2 goals away from them, you know, or 1 goal away. But, you know, we're not doing it. We're winning and we're happy. All right. Just need our offense to start clicking the way our defense is now with our goalkeeper back. We have a solid back three now, using our wing backs in a different way. Deo seems to be playing even better. We've been able to generate more from Salamakis and Macias playing this way. So as of right now, it looks better. I mean, Drew seems to be a little affected by the way we're playing, but he also shouldn't be playing so much. The fact that we have no backup to give him significant time off is Milan's fault, because we entrusted our ideas on a 41-year-old guy who we knew was going through a knee surgery last season. And then the same thing, Origi. I mean, when people don't want him, you're buying damaged goods. And the guy came in hurt, and he has scored 2 goals in the whole season. I mean, it's not enough. It's not enough. You know, you're getting paid $3-4 million a year. Give me a break here. So we need a big performance. You know, hopefully, you know, Bonaventura and nobody else plays like their heart out. But, you know, who do you think is playing for Leao and Krunic? You think it's going to be Vortex and we're going Rebic on the left?
I think it's going to be Rebic on the left, and then it's going to be, I think, Benny, because he's in training. But I don't want him, like, to me, I give him the first 35 minutes, Fabio. I don't want him to put him in, because imagine he plays on the 90 and boom, he re-aggravates the injury. Like, yeah, I think, shout out to our local doctor that we have, you know, Derek, you know, shout out to him. He said it's just an injury that, you know, has to heal over time or whatever. He was reading the different reports, what type of Benny injury he had, because one day it was this and the other day it was this. So I think, to me, let's give him those 45 minutes so he has those minutes in those legs for Spurs. Because, you know what, to me, Fabio, Spurs lost today, you know, to second division team, and they had all their studs out there. So if we need to win versus Spurs, that's good financially for us. We got Magic Mike back, so, you know, Magic Mike is a great chance because he's saving everything. So, to me, Fabio, he just needs to make – this is Pioli's game to lose now. Okay, Thiago fell in your lap because we had injuries and stuff like that. You didn't want to leak goals. That's fine. But now it's your time to make your money, the money that you're making, and see what happens. But to me, I'm looking for Benny for the first 45 minutes. Hopefully we're up 2-0. We take him out. We bring in Mr. PhD, or we go into the Matrix or Vortex. I don't know which one he wants to pick.
Yeah, baby. You know what? I don't think Vortex is going to be. I think you know how Pioli is. Unless he's thrust to play these younger guys, he's going to avoid it like the plague, man. I don't understand. I really don't get it. But I know Diaz has been playing better, but I would like CDK to get some time. But, you know, we need the points. So if we can get some goals early, Fiorentina's been playing really well. They played well in their European games this week and the week before. So you can't sleep on them. They can score goals. We just hope that, you know, they're a little beaten down a little bit and we can take care of our business, get the 3 points. All right, Gio, we got an individual Brioschi and indigestion here, right? Tell us about the Milan youth, Gio, the youth, the UEFA. That's my Brioschi. Tell us about it.
Man, shout out to them, man. It was a hard-fought game, that team that beat them. You know, Sheva was there. You know, he made a speech to both teams, you know, because it's a Ukrainian team. The same Ukrainian team youth that beat up on Inter, you know, eliminated them. So we played pretty good. I mean, you know what? I like the Primavera, but I don't know. Some like in Serie A, they're struggling. You know, and not Serie A, but, you know, they're struggling in the Italian league. But when we go into Europe, we're beating up on big teams. We beat up on Chelsea, who, like, their academy is top. Salzburg, whose academy is top. Fabio, you know, top flight academy. So just really happy, you know. What, like, that kid Zeroli, Zeroli.
I like the kid that plays on the right wing. What was his name?
Shaka Traore, but all these guys. Yeah,
he's been playing good, man. Plays on the right side. Let's get a little love, baby. Send him up.
To me, like, we have, like, to me, Cuenca, he's a baller. Like, as soon as he entered that game, he was moving. He was shaking and diving. We got another, you know what? It's so crazy, man. Shout out to Makonda. Like, shout out to him, you know, finding all these players. But Simic, another German guy, man. He's for the youth. He's 17 years old. He's a monster, you know. And, you know, to me, I'm just happy, man. I'm just happy. I watched this game. I didn't see nobody reply to none of my chat in the MWP Patreon, like saying Forza Milan youth, but it is what it is. I'm happy. And Zeroli, he's the one to watch for. He's tall. He's lanky. He's got skill. But we got a lot of young talent in the Primavera. It's just not working in Italy. So I really hope that but maybe we bring them up and we start saying, because now other teams want, like, Bundesliga's team wants Zeroli and all that stuff. If Bundesliga's team wants Zeroli, like, come on, man, we got to give this guy a little chance, you know, here and there. If y'all don't want to play your favorite supermarket, Adley.
Yeah, Adley needs to go. But, yeah, that was the fact that they were winning. That was my Brioschi of the week. I was happy about that. And, of course, Inter losing. That was wonderful. Always love that. Always love Inter losing. What's your indigestion this week? You got indigestion?
No, my Brioschi, man, is shout out to my guy. They've been mentioning him. You know, I've been talking about McNasty for a while, you know. So, you know, shout out to him. It was a derby too, Calabrese derby. And, you know, he showed out. So, but I really don't know, because, you know, our strikers have gone out on loan and they've been doing good. But I don't know. It doesn't stick, like, with these young Italian strikers at Milan. You know, we've had a lot of them. Petagna, Palos, like, all these guys, that they play good on loan. But when you put on that Milan badge, it's tough. So I really hope we get a chance. But I'm liking that these young kids are going on loan. Serie B, they're fighting. I don't know. Are they Serie B? But they're fighting and they're doing what they do.
Yeah. All right. So what's your indigestion?
Oh, man. Indigestion goes to that clown Gianluca Mancini. To me, like, I don't know what's wrong with him. Like, he's beating up on people. Like, what's up with that? But he's doing it to little guys. So I hope he does that to Malik Chow when we play him and he just gets knocked out. That's facts. Like, he's the type of guy that he thinks he's tough. And then when they hit him, you saw what happened to Jake Paul. He thought he was the man, and then he started getting beat up on, and then he started crying and everything. But it is what it is. Gianluca Mancini, like, you need to relax, bro. This, if you want to hit people and stuff that are little than you, then go fight in the UFC, to be honest.
Oh, man. All right. So my indigestion this week is just the fact that we have to play a game without Leao. The yellow card, just and that and CDK. It's going to bother me the whole week. I'm happy because we got victories. But, you know, we really need Leao every game. You know, stupid yellows. I feel a lot of his yellow cards are all these dumb yellows that he keeps be getting. You know, that's we need to get. We need Leao in the game. He shames my last name. That's a good one, Vince. Vince Mancini. All right, so let's go to our final segment here, people. All right. Before we get to it, if you haven't done it already, Gio, what do these people need to do, Gio?
Man, if you love this content, man, Stevie P, Vinny T, you know, they bring you that fire on the Blue Monday. You know what happened? It's Monday, so, you know, like 80% of the world is hungover. I'm going to say that. So if you need to end your Monday on a high, you know, listen to the guys, you know, and like and subscribe. You know, we're bringing you fire content. We're bringing you global guests like Antonio. We're doing a lot of things over here. And then shout out to, I'm going to be reposting it, Stevie P going on a big platform with some Milanisti too. So, like, if you want more content, like, subscribe, and get us to the top, man.
Let's go, baby. Parting shot time, Gio. Hold on. I got to put something special just for you because, you know, you my boy from Cali, so we got to give you a guy from Cali, right? Let's get this music rolling. What's your parting shot, baby? Let's go. Oh, done mucked up. Done mucked it up. Go ahead, G. Do it. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Looking beautiful, baby. Looking beautiful. If you can't see, I'll tell you what it is, baby. It's that new SoCal swag, baby. The scarf that everybody wants. It's all over the internet. You want that SoCal scarf? Looking fly, baby. I can't wait to get one, Gio.
Yeah, no, I got you, Fabio. But look, man, I just want to say my parting shot, man. The club finally got a scarf, so if you want to hit this up. But my big parting shot is thanks to everybody. You know who you are. Vince Mancini, Lab Gorilla, Jamal, my guy, Haitian Mike. If you got a problem with me, I just send you Haitian Mike, and he coming with the zones. You know how we doing it out there in Miami. Jamie Drummer, Carlo Moretti, Joel, you know, Levon Youssef, who's been with us from the beginning. Vince, all my guys at Milan Club SoCal. You know, it's just big, man. And just giving us an opportunity, me and Fabio, to come and cook with them. You feel me? Shout out to Nico. Nico coming to California pretty soon, which I'm excited about. So me and Nico going to go on a tequila drinking tour.
Hell yeah, baby. That's right. I want Macias to drop my scarf off. I know it'll come on time, baby. Let's go. Guys, my parting shot, and also just to say thank you for everybody who stuck with us. If you haven't already, do us a solid and like this goddamn video and subscribe. Thank you to everybody who always comes on. My shit is, baby, I can't wait for this weekend. All right, we got to get these 3 points, but it's the midweek game, man. I'm going back to back. Back to back. I'm going Saturday and Wednesday for the midweek game to the Milan Club NYC, baby. So if you in NYC and you want to come see me, let's go. See you at Legends in the Football Factory. I'll be there for the Fiorentina game, and I will be there for the Tottenham game. So you know we're going to be getting some live reactions coming next Wednesday. Me and Gio. Woo! Is there a better duo? I don't know. But here on Wednesday night, baby, this is what we do. Gio, what is it?
Nah, man, shout out to my brother right there, Kimmy, man. Love that guy. You know, me and him, we've been doing a lot of talking that caca on those Interista tears. You know, shout out to him. You know, my therapist right there, Kimmy, man. He answered me anytime. I love that about him. He'll answer me anytime.
Stop trolling me with this fourth jersey, all right? Did you place the order for the new one? Tell us.
Nah. I haven't.
Don't lie to the people, Gio. Don't lie to the people.
I like what Ron the Nation said, but nah, I haven't.
Yo, shout out to our boy Shane, too. Shane out there said he's going to rock the beard until CDK
gets that first goal. So let's do it, CDK. Do it for your boy, Shane. Don't let him keep looking like a caveman around the house over there. So let's do him a solid. Get him that goal. Get us on the board and get these 3 points this weekend. Gio, thank you for always joining me here on Wednesday night in Milan Coast to Coast. Thank you, everybody, for watching. If you haven't already, please, again, we're going to tell you, subscribe to our channel, like the video, and get those notification bells on so you're always updated with every time we are going live. You bet your ass we're going to have a pregame chat, baby. So make sure, if you're a Patreon member, you are there. Come on, talk your shit. That's what we want. And everybody else, thank you so much. Gio. Ovunque e sempre.
Forza Milan, 3 point collecting on Saturday, baby. Woo!
Peace out, everybody. Good night.
Italia e Milan!
Campione, campione, ore, ore, ore.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.